to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, yo, guys, it's your girl, Steve, your favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humans. Yes, sir. And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yanda Woods on your screen, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humans.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
So, guys, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind, Yanda?
I just want to shed light on an issue that's been happening regarding UKZN students. So their NSFAS accounts are like stuck on application and process, and most of them were going to use the NSFAS money to register for university. So now this is happening in UKZN. So now the top people part of UKZN are now saying that they must use their own money to pay for these registration fees. And now... obviously, we're not all the same. So some students like don't come from privileged homes. Mm. So yeah, that's what I wanted to shed light on. Yeah, man. Also, I think we should call someone, like a big person that's part of like this whole NSFAS thing, and like talk to him about like what's been going on so that he can also like give the students out there more information on what's been happening, because obviously we don't have all the information and we don't want to mislead people. Yeah. So I think it's a good idea to bring someone from the top department here.
Do you know anyone?
Probably.
You don't? Do you know anyone?
Probably.
So are we calling them?
Should we call them?
Are we not calling them? Okay.
But not now.
Not now.
Wait, like, hello?
Because you know what's crazy? I feel like in terms of like registrations and as far as issues, there's a lot of issues. Because I think I saw a DM, like just that now I don't understand 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. Someone will tell me in this department, in our department, we don't qualify, what? Like there's a lot of information about NSFAS, and there's a lot of frustration about registration. Mm-hmm. I know there's someone who's watching this right now. We like into a lot as a
therapeutic.
So in a sense of like in a sense of like when you escape to stress registration, you get me? I feel like it's a huge thing that I feel like the government, to be honest, is supposed to be putting too much power in this. Like, I feel like registration should not be hard, man. I can struggle to, like, study and also struggle to get inside the university, even though I qualify. You get me?
But registering to vote is so easy.
Yeah, but they will promote registering to vote. Mm. That's another thing. Like, it's the same energy that we put in all them saying, vote. Can they take the same energy and put it in the sense of, we hope everyone is registered at school. So yeah, I feel like, I'm just so sorry for the people who are struggling with these issues. And I feel like there's a lot that needs to be done for us to like have a better nation in terms of university-wise things, like NSFAS and stuff like that.
Okay. I think these students that like DM us and email us, we should also bring them here so we get two perspectives from the people from NSFAS and then from a student's point of view. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. So how are you gonna get that person? Do you want your DMs to flow?
Dude, we can just get a random person. Just close your eyes.
Okay. Guys, DM Yanda.
DM Yanda, please.
She will choose.
Yeah. No,
she'll close her eyes and go.
To be honest,
but it's a good idea. We're not like chucking it out. We're just saying, like, you do that.
Pick someone.
Yeah.
Why me?
No, you came with the idea. But now, to be honest, I always speak about this. January to like March has been like the worst. I always remember first year, I saw dust. I know how it is to like fail to register.
So
yeah, like I genuinely saw dust. And I just hope everyone who's going through this can like solve it. But this also goes to, or can parents please put too much power in terms of like you apply in time in while your kid is in grade 12. Apply on time.
Put pressure.
Make sure your everything is in order so that they don't say, we don't want late applications. We don't want what. You don't want your kid to stress. The only thing your kid should stress about or is getting distinctions. That's all.
Wow, Zile. So profound.
Yeah. What does profound mean?
Like so smart, basically.
Well spoken. I thought like profound is like you're using words to like protect yourself, like bulletproof profound.
But
he's so profound.
I don't know. I think we've spoken about this like a
lot of times. Yes.
Like even before the whole registering for NSFAS thing, like we spoke about it a lot. So Zile has said enough, and like I said before. I never really struggled like that. So I wouldn't know what to say. And I was not part of the NSFAS Mdondon. So I don't really know what to say about this. But yeah, I will research more on this. And we'll try to help somehow, you know, get these people to come and talk about their issues. Lana. And yeah, Yanda gets a hold of this big chairman or whatever.
And,
you know, Sizoktola. Yeah. So yeah, just yeah.
And touching on that, good thing is that we are doing the campus tour now. Maybe some of the issues will have to like ask the SRC or guys, how are you guys doing this? What can we do on our side to help? You know, since we are going to university, we can also see or like there are certain words that we can spread because we have the word, you understand?
Yeah.
And I feel like going to this university, sometimes people can be in touch or, you know what, guys, I know you guys came here to entertain us, but can you please tell the SRC or we struggle with 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. When you hear problems like face on rather than a DM, I think it's more different.
I think it would be so much easier for them also to communicate and express how they feel because they can't really speak to us when we're talking like this on a screen.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So it'll be easier to interact and that would be, Zile.
So we're going to do this next week on the 6th of February.
Vids.
We can't wait. At Vids,
Vidsies with the Bantizi.
Period.
And for the people who want to like join, please, there's information. Noah's going to put it. Please send your clips. No. Please do.
Who want to join what?
the thing of like, people who want to join.
Who want to audition and what?
Audition. You don't know. You need to send a clip of yourself. Then it's going to be, you're going to be chosen to like participate in one of our segments or you're going to do whatever you possess, like your talent. Mean,
close your eyes.
No. But yeah.
We're doing a talent show too?
It's not a talent show. We want people who are already talented.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like we've touched that like a lot of times.
Yeah.
Now we are. It's like, guys, I hope Luku 11, the people who have power, please do something. Yeah.
Are they even
But now I'm going to speak about like something nice.
Okay, speak about
what's on your
nice.
Mind, Ziliki?
Yeah. Fana, fana.
Again.
Now, I was doing wonders, Shem. You know when your boyfriend always says he's gonna come and you're like, you know, he won't come. And he comes. That's my fun, It's a surprise.
And he comes with flowers and, Shem.
That's the thing, bro. Like, let me tell you, bro. Like,
just because you got flowers. Just because you got flowers.
No, like I'm saying, let's say your boyfriend doesn't come, Vele.
See my
like,
flowers?
Just like, whatever. He's not going to come.
Got flowers,
and then he comes, with flowers, and then he comes with chocolates, and he shocks you ass. That's what Bafana Bafana is doing now.
So you got flowers? No.
Yeah, I got them. Yo.
The teddy bear.
Mm-mm.
Flowers?
Not yet. Mm-mm. Valentine's Day is still coming.
I have too many teddy bears. They're nyanyas, I mean, they all day. I've seen.
So on Valentine's Day, are you guys planning on something?
Guys, Bafana Bafana.
But yeah, I was watching the game. I went to like a restaurant because I like when people are like, I like the feel.
Mm.
But when I was there, I got bored because I don't drink alcohol anymore. So I left and I went home. So while I was in.
What is this with you guys not drinking alcohol anymore?
We're done with alcohol.
I'm detoxing.
You're detoxing,
man. I'm facing life raw, head on. So, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm in the Uber, né? I'm going home. So I'm passing like, what is it?
But it's only bag to ride on some poos. I'm sorry about your poos.
I support Zile.
No, I didn't buy any bag. So all I'm saying.
Like he put it here for everyone to see. Wow.
sponsor.
Dear for prices.
Let me tell you. So I'm in the car. Yes. I'm like, yo, Malums, please make sure we hurry up. Let's go home. When I get there, it's 1-0. I'm like, what? This is insane. Because like the team they were playing against, like it's a very huge team. It's
is
a team.
Morocco? What is it?
It's Morocco, yeah.
Babaka Morocco.
Yeah, Babaka Morocco. That was the reference here, Nando's. Man. So that team was the one that eliminated Ronaldo in the World Cup. Was it the World Cup? Yeah, in the World Cup.
Like, it eliminated Ronaldo.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo's team, Portugal. So they
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that means if Morocco eliminated Portugal with Ronaldo and we eliminated
Morocco,
that means we can beat Portugal. No.
Okay.
So
let's not get too forward.
No, but I'm saying, so now
makes sense.
It was 1-0, ne?
Yeah.
And the time was like, it was like 80 minutes. These people, they shoot, they get a penalty. We all know what's a penalty by now.
Yeah.
It's when like a person falls.
You're going to lie to us?
No. This is serious. It's when this penalty, this guy kicked the ball and he met Amuki. But because his eyes were closed, then the ref was like,
shut up.
I'm joking, it was a handball.
It's a handball.
It was a handball. Yeah. Inside the area. Like, so they checked.
Yeah, they're so disappointed in you.
They checked VAR. You know what's VAR, ne?
Mm-mm. VAR.
No. VAR is a screen whereby, like, when you're not unsure about your decision, you go check
they
on
check
the screen. It's like, let's say your boyfriend says he's not cheating. You're like, let me check your phone. That's VAR. So, so now, they check VAR, it's a penalty. It's like 80 minutes. Ne? Mm. So there's this other big player who plays in that team. His name is Hakim. Mm. That one who, we once spoke about him. So Hakim takes the penalty. It's a penalty. It's 1-0 now. Mm-hmm. South Africa is leading. Bro, this guy, like, he did like our favorite player, Percy Tau. So this penalty goes back. I'm like, guys, shy. He's a good player, like a star player. I'm saying, like, main star. Takes a penalty. Boom. Bing. Hit the post. Yeah, Joe. And he missed. Bro, it was so insane.
What did he say? Bing.
Bing. I was so happy like we won the World Cup.
Mm.
So now, I'm like, we won. It's like 90 minutes. They get a free kick. But this guy takes a free kick. Missy free kick. You know what's a free kick, ne?
Mm.
What's a free kick?
A kick that is free.
Okay. So, he takes a free kick. Like in the last minute, Yanda, first pull, whoing, ping, it scores. You know what's iconic about that whole goal is that they celebrated like this. You know what that means? That's Cristiano Ronaldo's celebration.
Ooh.
So it's like they are referencing him and saying,
why are they idolizing
so
him like that?
So they're making fun of him in a way.
No, he's the second goat.
Who's the first?
Messi.
Yes.
So yeah, man. I know. Don't undermine Messi. But yeah, like, so people were so happy. Like, I felt like the spirit of, you remember, I kind of got a little pinch when, like when Tshabalala scored the first goal in the World Cup 2010. And I want Bafana to realize and know how much winning, like, means to us.
Mm.
Like, everyone was so happy. Everyone was posting. Everyone was just like, you know what? If I was in a barbecue, I'd tell everyone the shots. Kadia Diklai. So I just want to say, Bafana, we thank you. We didn't expect this. I won't lie, personally, me, I thought by now, at least I'm 7-0, Bafana. But by the first year you're here, I just hope, this is what I want. I want, is Nigeria, ne? Nigeria
too. When is that playing so we can watch?
Friday. Yes.
Let's go to a bar and watch.
Nigeria versus South Africa.
Yeah.
Whoever wins gets a piano.
Gets what?
Whichever country wins.
Why are we doing it like we all started it? It's our thing, bruh.
Well, it's it is our
it's
thing.
Like, it's like me bearing with you and say whoever wins get the AMG.
True.
It's your AMG. You understand? Doesn't make sense. It's our amapiano and we stand on that.
True, but then didn't Nigerians like dilute it in a way?
We started it.
I'm unavailable. Oksala, it's ours.
Oh, wait, I wanted to ask. So we won, but it was 1-1. Was it like a draw or what happened?
No, it's 2-0. They missed a penalty. They scored the first goal and they scored a free kick.
Then why were they doing that thing with their eyes closed? What were they celebrating?
Yeah. They're celebrating the second goal to reference Ronaldo Rabon. We revenged you.
Oh, South Africa?
Yes.
Oh. We revenged you.
Yeah.
It's avenged.
Whatever. Avengers assemble.
revenged you. Okay, yeah. Bafana, Bafana, well done. We're so proud of you.
We love you, Bafana.
We love you loads, guys. Like, I know the first time I said Wuti, I've given up on you guys, like, since 2010. But shame. Like, you guys are, like, proving me wrong and you're making me eat my words. Like, I am so sorry. Good luck to you guys. Do the most, Bafana, Bafana. Percy Tau, keep scoring.
Did he score?
No, I'm just saying he must just.
In general.
Because I remember I was shouting at him the first time, so I'm just saying. Like,
yeah. Do you think they watch this? Like, if I do tipa.
One of them does. There has to be one that watches.
Mm. That would be so crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Imagine when Bafana Bafana player watching.
I hear that. Don't you guys get shocked when, like, white people watch us?
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? You actually. I went to the mall, ne?
Why you jump to me recently?
So now I'm going to the mall. I have my AirPods on. I'm vying. This other white guy comes. I'm like, yo, what did I steal? You know, no. This guy comes to me. He's like, hey, yo, what's up? I'm so confused. He's like tall, like white. I'm like, he does this. I'm like, sure, my guy, what's up? I take. Now I'm shaking.
Are you ready to fight?
He's like, yo, what's up, man? I watch your show with Abusima and Yanda.
You know us. Shout out to
And he's like, you were not there at Hey Neighbor. I saw them, bruh. Where were you? I was like, oh, I was in the post. He's like, no, let's take a picture. In my head, all I was thinking when we're taking pictures, I'm like, please tag me, please tag me, please tag me. So I can post. But yeah, I was so shocked, man.
Yes, but yeah. Yes.
Wow.
What was your first encounter with, like, a white person? Yeah.
School?
No.
Like, grade one?
No, not like
the show. Like, saying, oh my gosh, I'm a big fan.
Oh, like, people, like, reposting us, whatever. Something like that. Yeah. And then I'm like, white people watch us? Wow.
Like, it's to be honest, guys, I don't want to lie. Like, it's shocking. Like, it's like,
because majority is black people.
Yeah, that's okay. Why. So you guys watch. Okay.
That's why I'll always speak English, bro.
Slime, slick.
But yeah, man, like, you would be so surprised. I remember, thing is, like, now with because now I'm out most of the time, even though I'm just chilling. Mm. Bro, this one time I was at Crackers at Rose Bank. I don't know if this guy is gonna watch. There's two men wearing suits. I'm like, I'm Taban Rikish. And this guy, I'm with my friend, he's like, you wanna come here? I go. When I get there, he's like, what's up? He greets me. Looks me straight in the eye. Like, well, when I'm trying to suit, I'm sure I'm going to attend them. So this guy greets me. And the other friend doesn't know. He's like, yo, I watch your thing. We speak. He's an older person.
Mm.
Like, yeah, nah, I like how you do what. I'm one day to grade attend. But I see, plus when I don't know one law, then I left.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-mm.
But we know what's on your mind, Sima.
What's on my mind, guys? Krishan.
Get it together.
Skatele, we are tired of you, actually. Like, and you know what the crazy thing is? That people are, like, saying, like, when I comment about it, they're like, Ma, you also went back. And I'm like,
that's why I'm like,
what? I went back, like, once. I don't have tattoos of Kanye on my face. I don't, like... He's not abusive, so move it along. Guys, Krishan was abused. She was
okay.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it.
Okay, Sima.
But she still went back and she removed that tattoo. Everyone was so proud. Well done, Krishan, well done. And then she goes and she fucks it on her face. Then after she says, I love you, daddy, on her story when she's done. And then she puts him as her DP on...
No, explain for the bottom so people can understand. You know what I'm saying? Take the story from the bottom so people can understand.
I'm just so mad, bro. Like, the whole world is, like, mad at this hand, bro. So, Krishan, right? She was dating this guy called...
Blueface, baby.
Blueface, right? Bust down, Dariana, that guy. So, they've been in a long-term relationship, but on and off. It's very toxic, guys. Very toxic. Like... They fight on camera, on social media, everywhere. Like, they do. They have a baby together now. And I remember she was following her baby only on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? Because the baby has an account. And then, she, like, had said, I'm done with this guy. I'm sick of him. Cool. She removed the tattoo that was here of his face. Right? Fine. She removes the tattoo. She puts a rose.
Yeah.
Right? Hurrying.
2-3 months later, she has a tattoo.
On the face?
On the face.
Like, on the face is wild.
On the cheek. She has a tattoo. She unfollowed the baby. She followed him alone because she's only following one person. Hey, guys, don't laugh. This thing is so painful. She unfollowed the baby. She followed him alone. She puts him as
the DP,
on her Instagram page. And like, and then she posts, I love you, daddy. And then she says, free my daddy. I don't know if he's arrested or what, but Mari, free my daddy. Like...
So, I feel like
trauma bond is actually a real thing.
Yes, that's what it is.
Trauma bond is a real thing.
I think that's like, what it is.
I just want to...
What is this?
What?
Is she not bewitched, maybe? Like, I wanna something.
I want to... Because this is not a new thing, ne? Have you seen when people are in a relationship but you can see it's not working out, but the girl keeps on going back? Why do girls always go back? Why do girls always go back?
I think in Krishan's situation, dude, Krishan has no one. I think her parents abandoned her. So in the beginning of the relationship, you know how it is, honeymoon stage, and you feel like, yo, this is really my person. I don't want any other person. Even when things go bad, this is still my person. This person loves me. Also, they have a child together, so it's hard for them to like break that bond. Do you get what I'm saying?
But Yanda, and before they had the kid, dude.
Yeah.
What was that? Like, I understand trauma bond, fine, cool. But... Dude, this guy is literally humiliating you, like on social media, like humiliating left, right, and center. Yeah. Even when you do these things, he's just like, it's her face. Let her do what she wants to do. I don't force her to do that. Like, he just doesn't care. Like, it's just like,
why do girls all? Yeah, because I've seen it. Whereby we find a man is abusing this lady, and we can all
and
see.
And she keeps going back.
And she, what is this thing that I always go through?
The love, dude.
What love, Yanda? A person that lays a hand on you does not love you.
Exactly.
True, but Krishan loves him. You know when you love someone.
She doesn't love him. She's obsessed with him. It's, it's an obsession now.
It's an attachment.
No, it's an obsession. Going crazy.
Yes, I think she has attachment issues because of...
I have attachment issues, but I would never do that.
Wait. We can't just wait.
I have attachment issues. That's why when we were splitting in December, I literally wanted to cry. I was so sad. Aww. I have attachment issues. But you'll never find me tattooing you, Yanda here and Zile here and saying, yeah, these are like...
You know what it is? When someone you love leaves you, you do anything to get them back also. So I think she was trying to get her person back. Like, if I don't like have you in my life,
Have you experienced that before, Yanda?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay. Oh, never mind. So you know what's crazy? Let me add what you said. Mm. So I agree, Blueface has a baby.
Mm. That's why they call him.
Just to give you context,
baby.
I mean, Blueface has a person that he's with now. Mm. There's a person. So no, listen. I'm not done. That girl did a tattoo of Blueface's face on the ass. And you know what she did?
She
posted a picture of when she's doing the tattoo and is like, I'm doing this tattoo where he likes to put his face on.
Face on.
Yeah. Love Blueface, da-da-da-da-da, posted on Instagram.
Wait, what does this guy feed these hands? I don't understand.
That's the tattoo thing? Asking you, no. Why do they always go? What I think it is?
No, clout is a disease. People would do anything to have like all eyes on them. So I don't think they're obsessed.
Think it's cloud,
but they have Christian has like
something
individual cloud. We can just
true. Okay, but like trending. Once you trend once, like you wanna trend all the time. Is that drugs?
You're saying Blueface has a hand now.
There's a hand who put...
They are together now.
I think yes, because there's a picture of the three of them. That hand, Blueface in the middle. And Christian.
So kiss Tembu.
I kiss Tembu, man.
There's no ways.
Guys, I'm gonna pull out that tweet, or the message. You know it, ne? You don't know it, ne? Yeah, I'll give it to
no,
you,
man. There's something wrong. No, especially with Christian. I'm hearing what you say. I didn't know that she didn't have a family and so forth. Like her family abandoned or whatever. I didn't know about that. I think Unema. abandonment issues. Mm. I don't know, trauma. Something. And trauma, childhood trauma, something. Because you cannot love a person to that extent, guys. There's something wrong. Like, it's like, there's some kind of... What is bulwetje? It's like...
You guys don't know?
No.
It's like, cuckoo, cuckoo. Like, I don't know. Because at the end of the day, let's say we say cloud. We say man. You find out she has all those things. There's nothing we can wrap around to explain or why
she's doing this.
And then once it's like that, cuckoo.
And if like you can put Krishan here and make her stand in the middle and say, Krishan, why are you doing all of this? I just wonder what she would say.
Nah, bro. I'm just like, oh no, that's my nigga, bro. Oh, what you guys? Don't step your trapping.
What?
That's what she would say.
Don't ever trap me.
That's what she would say, bro. I've watched, like she's so rowdy because I watched her.
Yeah, I'm a little row. I want to talk about her one more.
But yeah, at least, guys, would you fight for what you love, Sima or Yanda?
I would. Yeah. But not physically. But yeah.
Not physically.
Yeah. My iPhone cry like, oh, yo.
Oh, I don't fight physically. I don't care.
But how would you fight? Like, how would you fight for your relationship? Let's say you see her now. You're dating this Neo, Exhibit A.
Mm.
And Neo is busy.
Exhibit A.
You can see Neo, this other girl wants Neo so bad. And Neo's like, mwah, mwah. What would you do to stop that?
Neo must just go to that honey.
No, you're in love with Neo. Like,
Ola Jola, and there's a girl who's open about liking your man and saying, me, I want your man.
Yeah.
Ugh, dude, now I'm young, I'm 19, I'm tired of fighting for relationships. They must just draw out.
How many relationships do you fight for?
Do I fight for? That's the thing, I'm such a soft girl, I don't want to fight.
So you're not like us from Midran High?
That do what? That fight? I wouldn't fight the honey, but if a man messes me up, I will hurt him.
No, but if she is the problem, that's what I'm saying. Like, if she's the one who's like, hey, I want your man. Yes. Fucking put me one.
Then get him.
Fucking put me one, be right.
Nah.
He kind of least 7 the food, I'll be right.
You know what? I feel like I'd tell her, okay, shut up, then do your thing. Then it's his decision to be like, you know what? I'm loyal to my
husband. Okay, it's fine, date Kanya. Let's see if he'll want to. And then Kanya, he sees more love there, and then he goes,
no, but listen, if he really loves you, he'll stay. If he really loves you, then he'll stay. If he leaves.
Don't test men. Don't test men. Not test men.
Here's the thing. Here's my ideology.
Dude, there's plenty of men in the world.
You are making a guinea pig with your man. He will go.
I'm telling you, with me, if like you're my hand, and I feel uncomfortable with leaving you with Spio in the same room and going to drink water, that means I don't trust you. I know Spio to dia. It's a given thing. Spio's going to fuss at you. Spio's going to fuss at you. The only time this will work is for you to say, go ahead. I like it. Kiss me. Guys, one person doesn't kiss the other person. People kiss each other. Like, people agree. So, I need to trust you. I need to be comfortable in the fact that, bro, if I leave you, if you go anywhere, I don't have to, like, check.
Don't do anything.
Check tabs or, hey, why are you? Why? No. I know, as my hand, you won't do anything. But I know guys will try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we get what you're saying.
I get you, I guess. But guys,
no, guys, I.
No, why is everyone laughing?
No,
guys, let me tell you. I got smiley.
Even if you have reason, your reason must not overpower my person because the person knows what they're with me. And if it overpowers them, they never fucked with me. That's how I take it. That's why I'll never find.
Yeah, but Sana, do not. Yeah, but guys, it's like you're saying, Bana, put a piece of meat, dangle it on a
so my hand
on
is a
lion. And the lion. And then the lion
it's
decides,
a metaphor,
but no. I'm saying, I want you to understand, Lord, we all make decisions.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, Zil.
It goes both ways.
But okay, not personal, I'm saying, a little nonsense. Not fucking by me, one. Boom, boom, and you go. But anyway, what's on your other mind?
Because I have two minds.
Yeah.
Guys, let's register to vote. Let's make SA a better place. I think the polls open from the 4th to the 6th of September. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't be too harsh because I am a crybaby. So let's register to vote. Let's change the country. Let's fix the country. Make South Africa great again, period.
Go, Amanda.
Away. Africa.
Guys, come on, studios are not there, boy, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Viva.
So what are you going to vote for?
Viva Bantwizi. Viva. There's this party. Viva. The Bantwizi Club. I'm voting for them. They're so cool.
Who's the president?
Yanda Woods, Avi. Co-president and Secretary of State. Thank
you. Co-president.
Ay, man. I can understand. I must be...
Secretary of State, Deputy President.
I'm not going to go Minister of Finance. No. My bodyguard or not my bodyguard. My partner will be DBT will be Spiwe. Will take
even worse. Yes, yes. Hey guys.
Spiwe. We will buy cars 1 week. But yeah, man, I feel like people should like vote. You know what I'm saying? And at least I feel like at this point. If people register to vote and try to like put out their our word, we would have tried at least. So it's better to say something than not say anything and complain.
True, and if you don't know what to vote for, apparently there's like a website that like tell like it asks you questions like, oh, I don't know what the questions are because I've never been there. But it asks you questions then based off of your answers, it tells you, okay, you are most likely to vote for this party. I'm not sure what the name is. I saw it on Twitter a while ago, but... He's I calling. Hope you guys find it. I don't know. It's my baby daddy.
Ooh, BD. Mara, yo, guys, honestly, I don't know what I'm going to vote for, yes? I really don't know. I'm still thinking.
Dude, and it's the third time they call me. I don't know if it's my mom or what.
It's guys. But, guys, vote and do your thing. Let's make this country a better place, guys. Whatever you feel is going to make this country a better place, do it. Because you're not going to learn the if your friends are voting for DA and you feel like you want to vote for EFF, do it. Go with your heart. Vote for that EFF or do whatever. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's just one of those. Just do your thing. Vote for your heart. What your heart says you must vote for, vote for it. Hurry. Yeah.
Now, one thing I like about voting, this is the best thing I like about voting. The fact that when I do my vote, no one is going to see me. You know that thing of saying, I didn't study. But
I didn't study. That time, you know.
So I'm going to go there and just say, hey, viva, viva, and vote for whatever. So that's what I like about voting. Or your vote is upon you. You can take it to your grave.
Mara, guys, I have a question. Imagine ANC doesn't win.
Who's going to win?
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, imagine ANC doesn't win. We need and then change, something bro. Else wins.
We genuinely need change in this country. Something needs to happen. We can't be like this.
Like, that would be so wild, dog.
Yeah, it's a thing of like,
crazy.
We are used to it being in power. We are used to it controlling everything.
Oh, yeah, Nelson Mandela every day. Oh, what?
No.
I'm sorry, but they keep like referencing. Like, it's okay, guys. It's okay for change, hey?
Yeah.
Like, but, he did good, great for him. But we are corrupt, man, as a country. Yeah.
But may the best count, may the best party and valuable and the one that's going to bring change to us in a very good way win. Please. God, please help us win
by
this
the grace
election.
Of God, yes. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. But, you know what's crazy? You know what's on my mind?
What?
So, you know how the internet works, ne?
I guess.
You know how the internet... You know what I like about the internet?
What?
You'll be doing your thing. You'll be having your day. It will show you things. So, recently, I'm chilling. Gdala Fortnite. Gdala FIFA. I scroll on Twitter. I see a screen recording. Yamaporis. DJ Maporis.
Okay.
Guys, I'm not a musician, by the way.
We have one.
Yes.
Hey.
So in this life, he's saying things about yo, if you come to my studio, what. Bro, there's a lot of things that he said. Cause me, I didn't all I can hear is that like there's certain things that we don't know about the music industry like we thought we knew. You know, because like with us, he was basically talking about like studio sessions and everything. Mm. But like I said, I don't know anything about it. But luckily, we have someone to call so that I will ask them questions. Ore, what's going on? Did Samata Mayuang? What did Maporisa mean with all those things? And also, we can also bring our thoughts in it.
Okay.
I'm very interested in what you must say, to be honest, Sim. So please, Dudu.
Mufuneling. How do many people say it when they say...
Mufuneling.
Mufuneling. Don't they say Mufuneling?
How?
They don't?
Mufuneling. We say Mufuneling.
Mufuneling.
Well, give me some talk.
Hello.
Hey, hello, 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 Sfiso.
Hey, man.
What's up, man? It's Zile here. We are calling from...
Pardon?
It's Zile.
Oh.
Yeah, spreading humor. Yeah, spreading humor from part of... Network, Podcast and Chill Network. I'm with Yanda, Sima, Dudu, Neo, and Spiwe, and Tibla, and Tato.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
But listen, man. We are in a bit of a stack here, ne? We want your light on this. So we saw this live via DJ Maporisa about like studio and mixing and yeah. So like you said, we are Takalad. We need help. We need guidance. So we want you to tell us about the recent live that he did and what is that all about? And please enlighten us.
Which part? I saw different clips. The one that speaks about Royce. Which one?
No,
which
I'm speaking about the one where people go to his studio and music is being owned, what, that one specific.
Oh, hey, but this is my understanding, and but it looks like the law can back me up, right? Because there's a law that people don't want to associate themselves with because they want to use emotions into the music business.
Yes.
Right? So... Masters, what Paul is saying is that if he is providing facilities at his studio, at his software, and he's buying riders for these people, he's making sure these people are fine. Basically, he finances everything.
Yes.
Everything is financed by him, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He owns the recorded sound.
Yeah. So is that fair? Is that how things are supposed to be done?
According to what I know, yes, it's how it's supposed to be done. Because I think most artists now must start attending music seminars. That's where you can debate it and probably try to change it later. But from years back till now, that's how it's been done. Here's the thing. These days, you don't get a piano artist going to a studio and say, I'm booking your studio. I want to work on your studio. I'm booking it.
Yeah.
So if you are booking the studio, right?
Yes.
For that 2 or 3 hours, whatever you do for that 2 to 3 hours, it's yours. It's your master.
Yeah.
He's not saying you have no right to the song.
Yeah.
You have rights to the song. That's why when the song comes out and then the shit needs to be done, then that's where you discuss your percentage and how much did you do. Did you write your own song? Let's say you're a vocalist, for instance. Did you write your own song? Yes. Did you sing your own song as well? Yes, I did. So automatically you own 50% of whatever the song made from streams.
Yeah. So
whatever the song makes from streams, you own 50%. If you wrote your own song and you sang, and then DJ Maporisa did the beat.
Yeah. So my
right?
Yes. My question to
your
you.
Question?
Yeah, my question to you is like, let's say you didn't like maybe I pre-did a song or it just need touch-ups and everything and some of the equipments are at his studio, ne? So now I go to the studio. When I land there, I'm like, let me finish it. And he didn't do anything and it's a full song, da-da-da, it's done. Does he still have rights to say, I can also put my name inside without him even touching it?
Now, that's the conversation you need to have before you actually do it.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's a conversation you need to have and have it in writing or have some form of proof that you said, So we are excited in advance. So I can get it down if you communicate that with him.
Yeah.
But now if you just came with the beat, hold on, you came with the beat, and then DJ Maporisa must call, for instance, the young son to jump on the song.
Yeah.
He's already involved. He's connect. He's his artist now. So yes. Negotiation needs to be had.
Oh, okay. So basically what
but you come with your own beat. You come with your own beat.
Yeah.
You come with your own beat. And then you just want to finish some stuff on the beat and then you take your beat away. Let's say you, what most producers do is they come with a project in their laptop.
Yeah.
And ask to work in your studio. Oh. From their laptop.
Yes.
And then when it's done, close his laptop, take it away with him.
I never thought there's a lot that goes inside that. I don't know if Sima has a question in terms of that.
I don't have a question. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Sfiso. You really enlightened us. Because I was so confused, you know. And I hope people who are watching can take something from this and learn. Or the most important thing is contracts and agreements. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sfiso. Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Sfiso.
Bye.
We love you, Sfiso.
Dango. So, Lukui, like?
Rekwele, Ramukoshe.
I think I understand what my producer was saying. It's his electricity. It's his whatever. It's just the approach that pissed the country off. That's what pissed us off.
Oh.
Do you understand? His approach was just horrible. It's like, you guys owe me because of my electricity, because of this, because of that. Like, we understand it's your things. Cool. You buy the riders. You do anything. Fine. But at the end of the day, like, okay, sharp, it's your things, but like, your approach was horrible. That's what we were saying. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why they say, people in the music industry, producers, most of them, they say, you know what? You must get your own studio.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be stuck in things like this. You want to say, oh, fuck, we come along, you don't even know who,
you don't even know
who this person is, but because you use the studio and then they added someone because they needed to look inside the screw of the don't. Then they added on the, yay, guys, they'll say sound span bad. They weren't even part of that whole thing, your whole craft.
Yeah.
But because they helped here and there, they're going to be named.
You know what's crazy?
It's just his approach that was horrible. It was,
You know what's crazy? One thing I realized about SA, and not this is not only about the music industry, it's about the whole entertainment industry as a whole. Bro, we don't like writing. We don't like contracts. Now I can just say, Sima, let's go shoot a YouTube video. And when you get into sign my YouTube video, you say something that you don't like. We didn't sign a contract. I can just put it, like you say something that maybe makes you lose a brand a partnership. I'm not entitled to delete. We didn't agree. You get me? So you say delete. So it's like, even with YouTube, we are genuinely supposed to be like, yo, before we shoot this video, please read. Sign here, NDA. At least if I'm gonna pay you, you get paid. Something that we don't normalize in SA is like reading and making paperwork. We just like, let's pantana, let's work, let's rock. When things go up, because we in our head, we don't have space of this is gonna go up. But when things start going up, we're like,
But I think also at the same time, especially within the music industry, dude, like you're going to Maporisa's studio, you're going to Kabza's studio. Like, as an upcoming artist, you are thinking,
exactly.
Yes, finally, I got, like, I'm in their territory. Now I'm big. Like, yo, at least my song's gonna boom, something. You understand? Signing is not even, it's at the back of your mind. And it should be the first thing that you should do. But no, you are just like, yes, I'm going to Gaps. Like, yes, I'm going to. Like, you get so excited for these little things. And they're just like, wait, why not? You know, you get what I mean? And I'm not saying they do that. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, these big artists, like, they, you know, like, upcoming artists, they're just excited for anything, literally. They just like, thank God I got this opportunity. They are very grateful for that. But at the same time, they also need to have, like, contracts and so forth so that everyone can have a fan, So,
Because I've been in that situation before, and what I can tell you guys is that it's very hard to think from a place of hunger.
Damn.
You get me? Like, if you are from suffering, you don't want to mess it up. Like, if now you say, Yeah, I'm hungry. I just want to make it sure, or I make it, ne? And I come to your place just because you're gonna be in. Let's say it's a YouTube video, and you're like, you're gonna sit on the couch. I'm gonna sit on the floor, bro. I'm genuinely gonna sit on the floor and shoot this video if I think this video is gonna make me blow. Mm. You get me?
Yeah.
So it's a sense of like, sometimes when you think from a place of younger, hunger, ne? Such things happen, and it's not like. Like you are saying, you've made a valid point. Or sometimes before you even blow up, in your head you already blow up. That time kara Uber, you're taking a loan.
You don't have money for Uber to go there. You have to be texting friends, show me, I'm going to Kapsa, please send me 50 rand, please. I need to get there.
Yeah.
I need something.
Call me first. But yeah, man, I wish in the long
music,
run.
Music industry, guys.
In the long run, this is solved. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. That's personally what I wish.
Oh, I must say my thoughts.
Do you have anything to say?
My nose is blocked. But yeah, man, I think as young people young people in the music industry, we have a lot to learn. Let's not be afraid of reading contracts before we sign anything. Let's not be too naive, because people will exploit you, especially when they see that you are naive, you are excited, you are new in this game. Yay. They will exploit you.
Well, do you know how it is, ne? Studio session. Do you know how a studio session is?
How is it? Like, explain. Huh.
You go there, they say. Such a very. So, guys, studio sessions, it's like they call you, they say, okay.
Who calls you?
Whoever wants to.
Wants
to work with you, right?
Okay.
They're like, oh, please pull through for a studio session, da da da, fine. There's no contracts, there's nothing. No one is signing anything. You just go there willingly. You go there to go make a song with Sihle, you go make a song with Welcome Worldwide, you go make a song with anyone. Do you get what I mean? They say, okay, we have this person in studio, so we have a beat for you, so you just hop on the beat and we'll see how it goes. You're just hopping on a beat, they just play your part. They don't say, let me play the whole song for you so you know who's on the song.
Ah.
No, they play your part and you think, okay, after playing your part, you write your own lyrics, whatever. If someone helps you, they help you, cool. Fine, you do your thing, you go on the mic, you do your thing. When you're done, they play the whole song, ne? And about shoku ta ingo ma yaku ngafa zoba right. And then fine, when they play the whole song, oh man, kunali bo lady do this. There's people, man, what's going on with this song? I thought this was my song, but you like there's some like when you're in studio, guys, you just become dumb. Yes, like you don't think when you're in studio.
One day you guys are gonna hear your songs in the club or on TV. Eh?
Wait.
Yeah, no, genuinely. Like, based on what you're telling me. One day you guys are gonna find out someone sold your song. Would you even more Black Panther? What happened? Muski voice, yeah, guy. Because based off what you're telling me, that's so wild, man. Like, that's so crazy.
Like, they just play that little part. You have that, not part, okay, jump on. Now you jump on.
Has this happened to you?
No, I always ask, who's gonna be on the song? And then they say, oh no, we're gonna have Spanman. It's why they're not here. But you know, because they've already done their past. Get okay, cool, sharp. As long as I know who's on the song, then it's cool. But otherwise, there's some people in jail. Like, people are so confused. Like, man, this is my song. Like, these things happen, guys. Because the music industry is so dark.
Yeah.
Yo,
tell us all about it. We have time. Huh? So when obone ni gule industry, who traumatized you?
But while we're talking about the music industry, man, I just discovered. Well, I didn't discover him. I just fell in love with this guy. Mm. Like his music, his craft, bro. Mm. This guy, Lime Crazy.
Hey,
you.
Limeke. Is he not Limeke?
Hey, it's Lime Crazy.
Lime crazy. Then what does he say about
Arekilimeke?
You said it's cool. He is so cool.
No. There's this other video on Group Cartel. I sleep with that mix. Bro, he says a hit from the minute you start that thing till the end.
You sleep with the cartel. That's
why. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I get kibina. I get you know how you dance in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know how to dance. So that's how I sleep. I used to sleep with For All the Dogs. Now I sleep with
For what?
For All the dogs.
What's that?
That album.
The man is speaking for himself. I call it fortune teller. Fire tower from a bit that work and grab myself.
That song. That song Zile likes putting on all his stories.
Oh, you watch all my stories?
Mm. Nah, you're muted. You're muted. When I'm bored, I scroll, 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 then I go to you.
Hey, why did you mute me?
I'm playing. Yeah, Ori.
Jokey.
Yeah, like that guy, I feel like he's there. You know, you remember, do you guys still remember the first time we discovered like Young Stana? Like when
yes.
We, yes. That's how I feel about him.
Like Adiwele Times.
Yeah, Adiwele Times. That's how I feel about this guy. Like once you say, Kilimeke, you I know the song is gonna go
that's
crazy.
True.
Yeah,
like, he's dope.
I like that guy.
I think my one favorite artist is like right now is Mthunzi.
Who's Mthunzi?
That one that sings
him
and Imo. Did I say his name right?
Imo.
Yeah, so my favorites right now is Imo and Mthunzi. Yeah, they're doing the most. I mean, Young Stana is just a goat, bro. Like, he is just goated as fuck. Like, he's so cool. Like, he knows what he's doing in this industry. Like, anything he touches turns into gold. He's amazing. But those two, for me... Yeah.
Do they have any other songs?
I think he's on the song. Yeah, that's it's on Gamza's album. But he's amazing, man.
Yeah.
And then Imo has that song. Masitokoze, masitokoze. I go by me and yeah, I know. I it's just like when I listen to this, my heart just becomes a hip. But like, I can have the worst day, Maka, when I listen to their music, shim.
Yanda wena? Uncle Vinny.
No. I have to.
You know, you saw his thing. I didn't watch it though. There was this other video that.
Why are we speaking about my ex? If that. I have two favorite artists. Nah, real.
Okay, I thought. God,
he'll come here and we'll speak to him.
Okay.
I have two. Calvin Momo, because, Calvin Momo just makes sense.
Momo.
Yes. Why you make everybody Momo?
I think for me, Momo is too, like, private schoolish for me. But his music is amazing. His music is amazing.
Produced quality, bro.
Like, his music is amazing.
True, except for like, the new album, because, like, towards the end of, like, the songs, there's, like, silence. Have you listened to his new album?
Yeah, I listened to it like Eki Chichili Majita Mutele.
Yeah, like I listened to it.
Like, I know he produces like quality music.
Yeah, like when there's people there.
Ricky Rick's like the greatest of all time, man.
You're still okay.
I still listen to him till this day.
Okay.
That's cool. We love you, Ricky.
Everything I do, we wanna do.
Oh.
They wanna do. Oh.
Everything that I say, whatever I say.
Speaking of artists. Guys, so
we have an amazing guest.
We're not there yet.
No, but before you buy, let me tell you a funny story.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, I thought you were calling. What?
I have what's on my mind, the second one.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's on my mind is that Shibishiti sold out. Yo, Shibishiti. Mm. Shibishiti sold out. No, but I just saw like it was packed. Dude,
did Alostro perform?
Alostro's
in rehab.
Go in and out.
He's gonna get shit like, by all the substances.
Yo, guys, like, yo, wow.
Open
that man.
Give to Sima, please.
Wait, were you there?
No, I wasn't. I just saw videos. Like, it was fully packed. It was like propaganda. It was so packed.
Oh, his one-man show.
Yes, his one-man show. It was so full. Like, it was so insane. Like, fully packed. Like, there was no space. Like, people couldn't move. Like,
the lineup was also proper.
That says, Shibishiti, you are doing the most. And Stugutugu, 2 days later, accident.
Hey, man.
Limbobo.
Polokwane.
Hey, man.
Sorry, accident.
Hey,
you know what's crazy?
Marana, all I'm saying is we are so glad you are safe. Like, we are so glad you are safe. He's
What caused the accident?
I don't know. What caused that?
Oh, I think maybe like I was thinking maybe.
As in, what caused the car accident? Like drunk driving,
etc. Yeah, etc. Et oh. Yeah.
But doesn't he have like drivers or something? He drives it himself.
Probably. Was he not driving?
I don't know. She was shitty like that.
No, I went to an event.
I don't know.
To an event calling Popo, ne?
Okay.
This guy was the headline. Performs. It's full, ne? He came with, I think that day he came with like a VW. After performing, he goes off stage, has a Hennessy, bamu patachi cash, he puts it in pocket. He goes inside, the wife gets inside, the DJ gets inside. He goes to the window, ne? He holds it like this. At an thought. Driver's seat. A real lover.
Why did he go through the window?
She just so extra. I love it.
Like, I was like, this is the guy. I was
so
like, this
he
is
drives
the
himself
guy.
Like
yeah, he was driving himself. Even on his life, he's the one who's driving.
But that's not safe though, man. It's not safe. Yeah. Mm. Then it was probably drinking driving.
You think so?
Nah, I don't think so.
What do you think it was?
I think it was just head-on collision, those type of things, yeah.
Wasn't there someone? I saw someone on TikTok taking.
So you know,
they were taking a picture with him.
No.
What?
So you know,
right crazy? After the accident.
Yes. And this person, his eyes. No offense. I'm not trying to like go at anyone. So his eyes were like this, like, like here and there. You know, like you can.
Stop.
Like you can see here and there. So, seriously.
You're gonna get us cancelled.
No, dude. But that's how. This is what Shivishi
said. The eyes would do what?
Here and there, like. No, but let me explain. This is what Shivishi said. He's like, 2 minutes after getting an accident, Fanny no, takamu kama taudi awat wat wat. That picture trended like crazy. I'm like, what? And you can see we're still in trauma, in shock.
Yes, but he's there, like. Shame, like, but, but we're so glad you're safe, hey? Like, you are needed in this industry. But anyway, guys, we have an amazing guest today.
Wow, but now I want to speak about, I want us to finish this artist thing with one person.
Okay.
So, there was a list, né, of people who are upcoming hip-hopers.
Like hip-hopers?
Rappers.
Freshman,
No, I don't. Someone on TikTok did it. So, on that list, he put, like, people. And he did a mistake. He put Blakey there.
What?
Like it's
underground rapper.
Yeah, like that thing of upcoming.
Ah.
He put Blakey there. So now this guy is like an American guy. Yo, so guys, now you know this is the list of.
I'm sleep.
Yeah. So he reacts to the first person. People are like, man, go to Blakey. Mama Draga to a point where that guy skipped all the people, went straight to Blakey and reacted to his music. And I don't understand who did the list, or Blakey. It's just an upcoming. Well, he's like, he's young.
Blakey is
like,
huge.
He's up there with the goats.
Blakey's like one of my favorite artists. We need him here.
Yeah. So they dragged that guy until
he
reacted to the song. So it was so funny. I was watching the whole feud on Twitter. Mm. It was so, like, so Myanmar the goat. But yeah.
You guys really have Twitter like that?
Yeah, I do.
That's wild. It's anyway, guys, we have an amazing guest. Omanueta. But yeah, guys, you have an amazing guest, and he goes by the name of Oman.
I see Oman, the old man.
The old man. Wahafa, we'll ask
next
him when he comes.
Next 10,000 we'll rand.
I don't have 10,000, Yanda.
Okay, fine, 2 rand.
Yeah, 2 rand.
How do we do
wait. How much did you bet?
10,000, wahafa, we have 10. I have
you
2 rand.
10,000 chili like that.
No, we bet 2 rand. We bet because I only have 2 rand, so we bet 2 rand.
Fine.
Yeah.
So right. Ask him.
Shake on it.
You must. And then.
Okay. To make it fair, give me the 10,000 so I can.
No.
No, it's fair.
But anyway, guys, we have Omar.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Thank you for coming to our show.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Yeah, aww, we appreciate it.
We appreciate having you here.
Nah. No, I'm glad that you came, man, because I had beef with you, so I think today we're gonna squash it.
Before
no, I can dance better than him.
What?
Oh.
So yet beef alone. We'll see that at the end of the show.
Yeah. Wait.
There's only one way we can
we'll find out.
Mm, yeah. For those who don't know, Oman is a very popular TikToker. Can you share with us like some of the challenges you faced while building your presence on TikTok?
Like being consistent with it, because like some days you don't get views, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, 10 videos, only one video is getting 10,000 views.
Yeah.
All of them are getting 2,000. So like, I just had to push more.
Yeah.
Because like it was, you know, it was getting a bit tiring, but...
Yeah, draining in a way. Yeah.
You were posting 10 videos in one day?
One day, like...
One day?
Dancing videos.
So, you're jiving, like different styles, or you're doing the same thing over and over?
Jive. But no, different styles. After another, just like that.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Marina
ngi khona ubina we good year, so...
10 videos in one day?
Yeah. I was also trying to ubina, man. I can't ubina, it's not music. But yeah, I was going to do the same thing. I don't blame you.
Damn, crazy. And how do you deal with the negative comments?
I don't get them a lot.
Yeah?
But not a lot, though.
What do people say to you?
The eyes.
Yeah, the they eyes. Do the eyes, actually. But, oh my gosh, he has lazy eyes. That's what they say. Not
but
me.
Some Hans, I've seen Hans, because you were in that video, we remember the roast, and people are like, oh, I didn't know Oman is this hot, what, these lazy eyes are so what. So some people like it, some people roast you with it.
Nah, but I don't get a lot of negative comments. If I do, I just smile. You know?
You just smile?
Nice.
That's
fine.
The best thing to
do. That's dope.
But this is not the Oman I know, guys. Just so you know.
Which Oman,
so you,
guys,
he's so chilled. I know.
Born in Namibia. Like, yes, sis. Oh, shame.
We were chilling in Namibia.
Super. But it's fine, Oman. It's fine.
He's so calm now.
He's so calm.
Like, it's fine. At least getting to like unwind.
Unwind.
Slow cooker, air fryer. It's a little chulo.
And what advice would you give for aspiring TikTok influencers that look up to you?
Just push. I mean, there's nothing more I can say. Okay. Like, bro.
The fact that what is say, we are all gonna say.
Thank
the same
you.
Thing.
We all say this on every interview. Like, just keep going, keep push. Going. Like, it's literally, there's nothing you can say.
Real.
Yeah.
Zile. Mm. What would you like to ask Oman?
No. I'm going to start nice. Wajol.
I was about to ask.
Wajol or not?
That's a good question.
Wajol.
I'm seeing someone.
You're seeing someone? Yeah. You know what's crazy about seeing someone? Give us someone about nine. Come on, I feel special. Even if I skin recording.
Nah, bro.
So would you go public with your relationship?
I mean, I did. I posted like a young video.
That girl, the girl you with now.
Yeah.
Oh.
But her face didn't show you.
Is she a like TikToker?
No.
You're a normal person. Really guy.
We met at a music video shoot.
Oh. Which music video?
One Compromise, Vocalistic.
Is she in the video?
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to search who is who.
But let me tell you now, Oman, because now I follow you and you know that. So the reason I said beef, I'm just playing. But I've seen videos of people saying this other guy, he was basically talking about kick. Or hey, okay, Oman who's such a kick, I can like you to me laying, what. And you actually kiddie slide. Oman who's just slide. So I know you know this guy, because I saw your comment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanna know like how do you guys get keep dances? Cause now okay, we're not a kick, I can't say give it a kick then kuskao tega, it's a big thing. What's that all about?
That was my chat, because it's just like saying every time Gira Umland, do I have to take DOS? Like, bro.
Yeah.
What?
So that's, I thought maybe it's an industry. Because I was so confused. I'm like, man, the moment I have an industry, I want to know about beef. I was so confused, man.
Now, when I saw it, I hit him up because we were mutuals.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what's going on? He's like, nah, Joe, it's over to tell the snacks. I'm just doing it so that the video gets views.
But
I'm like, hey, my bro. Like, he's using me.
That's what we're talking about. Like, clout is a disease. Actually.
Because what I got from then, I watched the video. And you just laughed. And I realized it's a matter of just because we are using the same dance. Let's say you came with the dance. I can still dance like that. That's how I feel. And if I don't credit you, the flop is you have more motion than him. Then he feels like, yo, this guy over here move waka. Then now I'm entitled to, everyone must know.
It's not even his move to start with.
Yeah.
Bro.
When I get Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that slide is from Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
get Michael Jackson.
How did Better Kick come about?
So like Better Kick was there, né? But it wasn't the way it's done now.
Yeah.
So now when I came, I added like hips. The hips and the chest.
Yeah.
Then from there, people are like, the kick, what kick? Better Kick.
So I just want to know, man, like how was it? Were you that kid or vanilla buying type thing? Like when you were young, were you like a dancer or you just discovered now? I want to know.
I was low key, but like now it's like I'm the one taking it serious.
Yeah. Oh,
but it was a little bit.
What?
So
like I used to dance, not a lot.
Oh,
not as much as you do now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask, how did you like discover who's actually I want to make music? Because you do have a song, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, how did that come about? Like the whole music thing.
So music thing, I've always wanted to make music.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, like I don't know why. I just love like music.
Piano, vel.
Hip hop, actually.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I'm a rapper.
I'm like, yo.
Skirgir. yeah.
But yeah, so that's how it started. Then now, like, I have the resources to actually make music. So
yeah.
I'm just like, let's do it. It's fine.
So why don't you do hip hop music? Because you initially wanted to do hip hop music.
I am.
You are?
I am.
With who?
Okay.
I don't know.
No. For who now. Are you doing hip hop music with?
What do you mean?
I think you said you're doing hip hop music, ne?
That was no, I want to.
He you said want he wants to.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I saw you did Beba 2.0. What was the whole story about that? Because Beba was already there and you're like, no, you know what? Let me do Beba 2.0. What was the whole story?
So I would Beba, my boys, Ocean, they recorded it like a year before I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were posting it on TikTok, but like it wasn't moving.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to come up with the plan to make it move because I also like the song.
Yeah. Mm.
So then we were like, you know what? Let me just jump on. Let's post it on TikTok. Let's see what it does.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, when I posted it, started moving crazy.
Yeah.
Then after the challenge also, shout out to Smokey. Started moving. Yo, like. But yeah, it was a cook thing. Like, hey.
Really, really massive. But.
That's dope, man.
No,
that's
but
dope.
But here's the thing, man. If I got a interview, I'm fit. Because now I know you saw this. DJ Maputo was speaking about like studio and everything.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that whole thing? Garoya studio, on the everything, what. But they explained it in the show. So I just want to like know your take.
So, I don't feel like I have anything to say, but that's the reason why I want to get my own studio set up.
Yeah.
Just to avoid.
You see what I say?
To avoid such things.
Yeah, to. I mean, maybe he's right though, legally.
Yeah,
he is.
We asked someone, then they said he's
his
right.
Approach.
So
it's just a matter of like, as an artist, you need to know those type of things.
Yeah, like he just came out public. People didn't know. Well, I knew.
Yeah.
But people didn't know, so it didn't really shock me.
Also, if you got a studio in Saka, or better paper 2.0 computer, over go no where Zilo Wizida, and it's mine.
I knew.
So you have a segment on your TikTok called Lock Tunes with Oman, right?
Yeah.
My question is, how are you able to get like so many unreleased music from like Foka?
Exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive and unreleased music from like Foka, another well-known piano artist.
They're my friends.
Mm. You got motion like that.
Okay.
He's moving like
nah.
He's a superstar like that.
That kick is getting him somewhere.
He was in a music video. You were in a music video. How did that music video come about? The recent one, man.
Which one?
Kekeli Keke.
No, it's not Kekeli.
One Compromise.
One Compromise. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Lega Folk.
Yeah. How did he hit you up and what happened?
He just hit me up. He's like, yo, pull up to a shoot.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, now we're shooting today. I'm compromised. Hey, DM me, like.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, that's crazy.
But you guys, you get paid? Were speaking.
I mean, here and there.
Mm. Yeah.
But that day, I'm like, hey, okay.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, actually.
All right. That's great.
Okay. I swear.
Okay.
I swear, bro.
Okay. How much?
No, I can't say.
Because you did say that he's your friend. So I was also like assuming, what, maybe you're just doing a favor. Or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I also thought until they paid me. Wow.
Do you believe in like favor for favor? Like when an artist says, okay, please come be in my music video. Then when you have a song again, I'll be a feature on your song. What do you believe in that?
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes maybe Kakawate and I need you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, you know.
So, Oman, I wanted to know, ne, like your group, Yabu Figo, Yabu Babu, like all that crew, Yabu 12
Bina. Yeah, yeah.
The guy who you were with at the house, the light skin one?
Which one?
I forgot his name, but yeah, it's like a colored listener. I wanted to know, do you guys consider yourself as the Bantuises or the like the OGs of dancing on TikTok?
No, I don't consider us OGs because there are other people that dance better out there than us.
Yeah.
So, matter like... We are there.
Mm.
We are there.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Who's your favorite dancer, actually?
Myself.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that. Okay.
I like that.
The confidence.
Yeah.
Now let me ask it again. Who's your favorite dancer? Don't say yourself. Just tell me another person.
Okay, so a female, actually.
No, let me not say a female. There's this guy. He's called Slim K.
Oh, Slim K. I know you're Slim KG, ne?
Okay.
Oh, no. But the one with the dreads, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him. I know him.
Bro, he's too much.
It's too much?
Yeah.
I know him. He's
and then female?
Manila.
What? What's so funny?
What I'm suggesting.
No, it is. I don't have a female.
You don't have like a female that you look and you like,
maybe
oh,
Tando.
Some moves.
Tando?
No.
Not on TikTok, like anyone. No one.
No, come on.
I mean, they are there, but like, they're not my favorite.
Okay.
Who do you think can move?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah, this person moves.
Tando.
Hey, naman.
This is her on IG. She's called Lulunya. Is it Lulunya, dog? Am I over? Lulunya.
You believe I lead you? Ejo, I'm on a one or two. Ejo, one or two.
Nah.
Okay, I don't know her. But I feel like you guys have taken dance to another level, man. Mm. Like I know, because at first I was confused. I'm like, people just dance and people are just obsessed with how you dance. And you guys invent you. I will see your videos, the same outfit, the same angle, J10, different styles. I'm like, how does this guy even do it? And that's why I challenge you to a dance off. Because I can't wait.
No, it's fine.
But back to what you were saying, there's like a lot of people that are out there that don't have access to like these things. But at least now there's a school. I don't know if it's a dancing school or what. Like these kids, but Christian.
Did I?
When I got Air Force.
No.
Yeah, is that blue uniform?
I saw it.
These kids have been moving. Like these kids have motion right now, and they were doing that dance. But why is that the new one?
Hare boss.
Yeah. Those kids move, guys. Check them out, man. They are so amazing. Like, wow.
How does this, all this, like,
everyone in the school can dance?
There's no way. I'm gonna fail.
No, they won't fail.
No, I was gonna fail.
I think they only do that after school when they're done with everything.
Yes.
Come on, really.
You must go there, Oman. What a kicky little one. No.
It'll be nice.
I mean, it would.
Yeah. Or like a Christian of Tawara Pela.
How old are you, Oman?
I'm 12. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Really?
You're a baby.
Hi, Yanda. I was just trying to help Yanda Woods.
Oh, you're 19?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why?
No, I always thought you were a groot man, but I thought
how?
Like,
what?
You're like 22.
How?
Like what I see with you, like the things we would say and the reason you'd have.
Can I let alone,
yeah? Yeah. I thought you were like 22 and you have reason, man.
Really? Yeah. How would you know?
I've seen it go Zouk. So Oman
was, you see everything at Zouk.
Let me tell you, Oman at Zouk, this is what Oman did the first time I grouped with him. And who's the other bro? The one who can do backflips. I forget his name.
Cat,
your friend. Ne?
Yeah.
So Oman, you know what he does? So like when the crowd is full, he knows how people are watching and he can dance. He goes on stage, avataki, avataki, avataki. Evan Yana was nota. What happens is, Kat, Bulata, when you know, Lavalle, Omanagas Vaiwa. That's how real. Like, he doesn't have to say.
Oh, man. And you're not lying, Sanas.
Nah, he's
even
what?
Namibia. What
happened in Namibia?
What happened in Namibia?
Wow.
Hey.
You have so many
scandals. He had friends that. Fans that came along with to the hotel, but we were chilling all of us.
Did he do anything? He didn't do anything major. They just came.
And like, oh my gosh, oh man. And he's like, get in the car. They got in, gone. We were all gone. Go to the hotel, we're all chilling. Hurry.
Yeah, that's Omar.
That's Omar.
Yeah, we were chilling.
He's cool like that. He just you're that guy.
so tell me before we go too much into this. Are you studying? Because I know you were studying last year.
Yeah, I am.
Are you still studying
this year?
Still
studying.
Yeah.
That's what are you studying?
Performing arts.
Really?
Okay.
Where?
After.
Yeah, you know you.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's nice.
Performing arts is what? Acting, dancing, singing.
Not singing, acting.
What actor?
No, like I'm... Like it was a... I didn't want to go to university of...
Oh, okay.
That was the only option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Acting. So yeah, I just that's it.
So do you see yourself like taking that after qualification of Osuno Fetcher, Robano Komovango? Like do you see yourself acting?
Yeah, definitely.
Or Blood and Water.
Or Blood and Water.
Yeah, something. Mama Netflix.
Netflix makes sense.
You understand. True.
But I saw you were doing something great like recently. I don't know if it was with Red Bat and also Red Bull. Like, one of the two, you were doing like a dance off.
Oh, it was sports scene.
Yeah, you were dancing against someone, and did you win?
Yeah, I won the first round, but second round, they hit us with Beyonce. Whiskey, Benna Boy, What am I gonna do there?
We got track.
What the hell?
So, we got track, I got So those genres, you're not there.
Hey.
So it's just piano.
But I wanted to start doing them because of that day. Like, as a dancer, you have to be versatile.
And think on the spot.
Sorry. Angisha, I...
No, I can say.
I interrupted you. That's why I'm afraid.
No, I can speak.
Thanks, Ile.
Guys, let's take a rest. Like, for what? Let's take a rest for
what? But I just wanna say, man.
Said I can go.
Oh, okay.
Is there an artist, like your favorite artist or anything, that influenced the music that you make today?
No.
Really?
They didn't influence me to make the music I make.
Yeah.
They influenced me to make music.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, just cool. I like it.
I like you.
Yeah, come on. No, that's dope, man. That's dope.
Mm.
But one thing I realize about you, and now that you say you're a hip hop bro, I can agree because you did a beef with Dedrick.
Dedrick.
It was so funny, man. I remember he did a diss track. Who started first?
Oh, I remember that diss track on TikTok.
Who started first? You.
I started. Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you say? Can you please do the freestyle?
Which one?
The second one, the latest one. The one I said, I want to watch it. You remember you were loading and I DM'd you. I'm like, hey, yo, bro, let's do it.
I'm going to give you two lines.
Yeah, two lines. Let's go.
Two lines. Let me think about it.
This beat?
Oh,
that beat is so... Oh.
His name is Kanye West.
Yeah.
Hona nomfano mungwe bareke West Dante, best kamorata lili tori. Trying to play with me, we could smoke that boy, remutuwa gare kotli.
Yo.
Why it's kotli?
Yeah. No, go on. I know.
Jo bebe ke skobo bona wa ka sfatle ho manala le body.
Oh, so that's the hip hop you want to do. I thought you wanted to be like,
let's go. Guys, say yeah, let's go.
Watch it on my TikTok.
I thought you wanted to be like those hip hop, like, yo, man, what I'm shining like, slime, man. This is the hip hop you're trying to do.
What's up, car?
Yeah, like, you know, I have to come with the bars.
No.
Okay.
Give us one more bar, please. Because now I watched that thing. I kept on saying, after
that.
Let's go.
Let me think. Yo, I forgot it. It was a freestyle.
You just thought about it and you cooked that freestyle.
Yeah, but I wrote low-key. But
So are you guys beefing for real?
Nah, it's just content.
It's okay. Content.
So you messaged him one day and you said, let's just diss each other on TikTok. No, or what happened?
I dropped the video. Pa.
Oh.
Because there's like three versions.
Yeah.
And I dropped the video. Pa. Because we started on a live. We were like, I want to get all this.
I remember when he returned to his like, Uchamichi Billy, Wasabichi Vini or Billy. Ne?
Yeah.
They said, he said something,
No, man.
Oh, it was just a...
You know.
How much have you spent in the club?
I don't spend. But I leave drunk.
Right away.
So you go from section to section.
Not rider.
I think it's a right away.
Not rider. Because I don't gig in clubs. So I don't get riders from clubs.
So you go from section to section drinking other people's alcohol?
Yeah, so I'm going to kick out.
Oh, man, there's no ways.
Because I know people. Sometimes, you know. Hey, Praga.
Yeah, sure.
Class,
sure.
Mojo. Class, yeah. At the ice class.
Also, outside of Chavity Bean.
Just that Nahini said that again, you're like, I got it. You understand?
Yeah,
get me.
Yeah, nah, I can't man. So you know what I like about you is that thing of like, I wanna that thing like you're down for things. Like you're down. When I sit down, it's like you're down to collaborate. You're down to do new things.
Yeah.
And you have a sense of humor because I always see your comment. One person no longer gets more great comment. They viral. Oh man comments on everything. Like it's so crazy. Even when I did that, that's why in my head. I did a video and I tagged it. I knew he was not going to say, "Hey, you can't see it, can't do it." Because I know he has like a sense of humor. You get me? Mm-hmm. And do you find yourself funny?
I'm a funny. Am I funny?
Yeah, I find you funny. That's
the thing. I'm a funny guy. Maybe.
You are. Maybe. Hilarious.
Wait. It is though. What the fuck? Why did you wear?
I bet. You guys decided to wear matching shoes and you didn't tell me why.
No, I agree.
No. A key paid promotion. I was given the day before and I decided, okay, I'm going to wear them with the white top and the skirt. So I was like, okay, cool.
Why do you call yourself that?
I don't know. I didn't even know what it meant. I just put it.
Menemene.
Actually, yeah, we have about this. Is it Oman or Oman?
Man.
So they bet.
Can I leave 5 rand?
No, I want it. I want it.
Let me tell you, they bet like 10k. Yanda said she would give Sima 10k if she's right.
No, man. 5 rand.
Irang di iwalet tomorrow. 10k. You guys have mine.
5 rand.
It's 5 rand.
Man, though, when they call you man, do you correct them and say, no, it's man? What do you do?
Just got to the point where I'm like, it's forever.
But even the man, song says, man, like, we're taki. It doesn't, man, we're taki. Like, man is still like, man.
That song is the one that made people call me that. Because they're trending, that song.
So tell me, man. So tell me, man. Like, what is the hardest lesson that you have learned after getting inside the industry straight, like deep in?
Damn,
and being like, there. Like, because now we can classify you as like a social media entertainer and a public figure. So what are the things that you had to learn or edu? Shit, I didn't know this.
One thing I learned is that, but I would tweet. Hey, they'll steal from me, dog. Because last year, there's this bro, he always called me for school tours.
Come on, Daman.
No, it's fine.
So we can avoid.
School too, so I don't want to go if it's the same guy.
No, you know what's the thing? He's managing one of my friends. I don't really want to say.
No. I know who you're talking about.
You don't.
Come on.
But.
No. Is your friend a female?
No.
It's okay. A guy, right?
I mean.
So, but just tell us.
Kind of.
We will cut this part. Ne? Tell us.
No.
Is he popular on TikTok?
No. He's managing like.
It's a safe space where family.
You're happy family, man. Just say.
We won't judge.
Or spell it out.
I don't want to say it.
What?
But I'm going to tell you guys though. But I don't want to say it. Like,
oh, you don't want to
okay.
Cancel.
Okay, yeah.
No, thing is, he's managing my friend. So like my friend might feel.
Some type of way. But doesn't your friend know that he's a mene?
No.
What?
It's a spirit.
That is wild.
And Didrik told me. Like he told me like a few days ago. He was like, yo.
Didrik, we are
Last year. So what he was doing, this bro, he always called me for a school tour. And I always told him, ah, school tour's my ala, boy. It's a school.
Same.
I don't try schools.
Yeah.
Kanti, he's going to the school and telling them, no, old man is saying five. Didrik is saying five. Now he's coming out of the tent in a bag.
Alone.
Whoa.
And you're chilling.
I don't even know.
Hold
like
the fuck on. Is this the time when we were also doing school tours with you guys?
Yeah.
Is it? See, Swena.
He was also there.
You know that I have a big mug.
No, I'm not gonna talk.
He was there by Kuro.
Sis,
he was there.
When we better kick there, Kanti is getting money and we're getting nothing.
He bought a car.
What?
I was like, bro, congratulations.
Next week, cut him a brick.
Next thing David tells me.
Hey, no, usile. How usile.
He even bought a car.
Yes, exploit that must.
Okay, guys.
Sis.
And schools, ne?
What the fuck?
Here's the thing. With schools, ne? Guys, this is very important. No, this is very important. And because I went to a lot of school tours. Lou and I saw you.
Linompo.
Ah, you're shy.
When I was a baby.
What about legends,
Baba? What about Baba? So, with school tours, schools, if you want me to come, please go direct to me. And if they said I'm coming, please tell me what I'm getting. Tell us straight. This thing, because school tours, we don't want to charge. Unless, let's say it's in Limpopo. And you guys, of course, I'm going to say transport. Kolia, it's America made. But it's like, at the end of the day, we come to the school. We in our head, we are supporting. Can't you too straight? Because I remember I was saying someone, Alice straight, can't you know? We expect was Agamoki. You get me?
Understand. So.
Because all we were bro, getting was like transports.
So yeah.
Yeah, transport and food.
And food and drinks. And, you know, that's it.
And you were so quick to say, how much is the Gautrain? How much is your Uber? How much is your... Kanti, he knows that.
Kanti knows that the he has like money. Like, it is for sis when... You're ashamed if you're watching the sis, Abu.
That's what you mood.
What? Satan.
So what did he steal from you? He stole the...
The money.
That...
I didn't even expect the money because I said school tours mahala.
Yeah.
But now he's charging the schools. And these schools have money, so. And
I was like, what Kuro, dude? We went to like big schools, like Kuro, Trinity, so many schools. And we get nothing. We're just like, oh no, it's just a school. It's school. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Kanti.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah.
So the highest thing is that like that you've learned about the industry is that people can steal from you.
Yeah. Yet. I don't know what's coming. Hey, you know this industry. Mm.
But have you ever been heartbroken before, like by a hand in the industry? No. Or while you're in there?
No.
You don't date in the hands.
Not that I don't, but I haven't had my heart broken.
Mm. Who did you date in the industry?
Nobody.
Ah.
Yeah.
Maybe
she knows. Tell us. What do you know?
Sima Kulu.
Yeah, she'll tell us.
I'm sure it's Kuluma. Kuluma.
No, Kuluma.
Say it.
Nick niggas are eating.
Niggas are eating. So cool.
No.
Yeah, she must tell us.
I have a question for you. How many brand deals have you worked with?
None?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what not even like a sneaker brand, nothing. Like,
oh, you no, consider that like a brand deal? Not them for price.
I'm not Lababe, it's man. Like.
Lababe, it's.
What brands would you like to work with, though?
Adidas.
Adidas.
It's clean.
You kept getting naked.
Literally head to toe. Oh, come on.
Lol.
They must convince you, type thing. Adidas must convince you to come to the other side.
I'm gonna convince them. Like, yo.
Maro also Nike's dope. He has get poof. Yak fadel electric.
But like, is there anyone that's being sponsored by Nike in SA?
Is it not thingy, our rivals, those popcorn people, popcorn yeah, and popcorn
cheese? Oh, yeah, the popcorn and something.
Are they not? Dudu?
Popcorn, what?
Oh, so Dudu says yes. but yeah, nah, it's hard. So it's like you're thinking straight. You know? It's like that thing of like, let me not say brands.
It's like that thing of what?
Is that thing of like when you go to the toilet and you forget to flush?
What?
Dog, you're talking nonsense, bro. Yanda, here's your 5 rand.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? If Sima won, she was going to get 10K.
Thank you. How much? Nigga, no. Where's my 5 rand? There's no way. There's no way you're stealing her 5 rand.
You want to buy shops after this?
My 5.
So Valentine is coming. Are you planning on doing something for your girlfriend?
Yeah, definitely. Not girlfriend.
What are you doing?
What is it?
Oh, the one that I've seen. Yeah,
what does that even mean?
Which one?
Talking stage.
Talking stage.
Talking stage, man. Mm.
So what do you guys do in these talking stages, bro? Like, do you guys like chow?
We are talking.
You only talk.
Do you what?
What are talking?
What did you say?
I'm saying, do they talk only or?
I didn't say that.
What?
No, I'm asking, what do you guys do? Like, when it's a talking stage, you guys talk only because it's a talking stage.
Yeah, we talk only. What do you do in your...
I don't do talking stages. If I see someone I want, I'm faster than them, come ferry, I'm truck.
Same time. Can you be my girlfriend? Same day.
Yeah, no. 1 week, give her a loan every day,
that's a talking stage, though.
I know she's not next to me. Then next week, Friday, come see me, come faster, come on, truck. Then my girlfriend,
just like that.
Just like I can't. I can't. Like, for example, so you know, how do you do it?
How do I do what?
Like, do you do talking stages or do you do straight up?
I do talking stages.
For how long?
It depends on who I'm talking to, because sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it's a week. It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. Connect the dots, oh man.
There's nothing to connect.
I'm joking.
No, you are joking.
You're not joking, sis.
I'm joking. But yeah, I don't believe in the process of like talking to someone, because I value my energy. I value my time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Washa.
I don't want to speak with someone. Once I speak with you on WhatsApp and come out, don't send you to your foot side.
Real.
I'm getting on a talking stage. Yeah. Like, we are.
For how long have you been? How did movie on compromise? The music video.
We shot it.
Yeah. 1 million views for sure now.
Man, it's not like a month. Oh, well, it is a month. 1 month. Ah, true.
Okay. 1 month isn't bad.
It's not bad at all. How when you say 3 months, that's a problem.
Real.
That person doesn't want you, or you don't want that person. You just need someone to casa until you get your person.
Real.
Unfortunately, I go for people that I know is the one.
I used to believe in like talking stages at some point, but after I decided, you know what, I have to fast now at this point. I fast out and I got the person and here I am today.
We need hands that fast out, bro.
Have you ever fast out, Yanda?
You see?
I'm not really the fastering type. I don't know. It's
how does a guy
or
know?
Or maybe I have. Eh? You never know.
How does a guy know that you want them? Like, I'm asking for Oman. How does like how does a guy know that you want them?
How does a guy know if I like talk to you every day and I call you every day and I check up on you and if I buy you stuff? Because one thing about me, I love gifting people that I like. Like, I'll just buy you stuff.
Russia.
Connect the dots.
No, but
okay, we
no,
okay.
But Zile, aren't you?
Yeah,
aren't you?
So as I was saying, Oman.
No. Oman, please ask that question. Please, I'm begging you.
Aren't you?
Isn't you what?
So I wanna know, what do you wanna be when you grow up?
Hey, isn't you what? Aren't you what?
Aren't you? Cause me, I went on TikTok. Hey, I see this hand with the afro. She's saying, no, I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
You can see the tears in her eyes, bro. So like,
No, but answer the question.
Why are you so curious?
Mina, because I don't like what you're doing.
Mara, now we are for Stella, nje.
Ni for Stella, ini mina.
Ute mara fuga matandeni.
Usisi.
U baby girl. Iki ngaya ako. So now we are for Stella.
Iki ngaya mi.
Yeah.
Mela vuga.
No.
This is all me. Kwena.
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 Kwena. Every episode, Kwena.
Real.
Ah, my brother.
This brother, no, man. So, like I said, in life, you just have to know that you follow your passion and everything. So yeah, man, I'm so proud of you in being there in the music video. You really inspire the youth, man, and I like the way you put motion. You make people interested in your next video. You don't make people to expect what you're gonna do, and that's dope, man. So, but I want you to explain your relationship with Abu Figo and Buba, because I see you're always with them. How did you guys come to become like a friendship and everything?
So we met on TikTok.
Yeah.
Then some other day, shout out to Pavallo.
Noku.
Like
she's your friend?
No.
Your colleague?
Not anymore.
Your colleague?
Okay. Not anymore.
What happened?
What happened?
Ish. So you remember that time when that cyan thing was trending? So me, I reposted that video. And I commented, I'm like, Nasayan Gamorat. Under that video.
Oh, so I'm right to say.
So she cancelled you after that?
Yeah, she like cut me off, remove, unfollow. I'm just like, okay, Fede.
Ouch. Oh.
But that was your friend. Was Sion your friend?
No.
Mara wa Murat.
Yeah.
So you chose a stranger over your friend?
She wasn't my friend though.
Oh, you guys were just... So you guys are just like... Cool.
Like colleagues.
Okay, okay. Yes. I know it makes it hard, then that's fine.
Colleagues can't deliver a guy.
I'm angry, like, with the kicking.
Department of TikTok.
Headquarters.
Yeah.
Okay, man. But anyway, Oman, thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate you being here and accepting our invite. And we just hope for... another time.
Why didn't you ask him what his future plans are?
Yes.
No one wants to say their future plans. Are you going to tell us what your future plans were?
Hey.
Thank you.
No one's going
to tell you that.
Tell us, what do you want to promote that's already out there? What do you want to give a shout-out to? Anything? Shout-out to Chila Sponge. Say something. Shout-out to where you got your
kids. Is the Chila Sponge nice?
It is, actually.
Yeah. Out of 10?
9.
Mm. Okay, yeah. But please tell us what you are promoting. You can promote your manager, your friend.
Yeah, you said my shout out, ne?
Yeah.
Shout out to my family, first of all.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Shout out to myself, because I'm the one who did this.
Mm.
Got myself here, you know. Shout out to my team also.
Because
they're also pushing me. Sometimes it's bad on my side, but now they are there to say, hey, boy, 1, 2, 3.
Nice. Yeah.
So shout out to my friends also, because they also...
Yeah.
Marona le chimi tiri ngwe zile na le supportan. What do you tiri chimi?
Hey,
man.
Say two.
Say two, Nyan. So we can avoid them.
Can you please smash your pass, man?
It's like, we need to... Okay, ne? I have a game now. I want Zile to do a dance move, and you have to say what dance move it is.
Ne, on.
Hurry.
This is not part of my contract.
But you have to do it.
Go,
you have
Zile,
to do
go.
Three.
Go, Zile, go.
I'm gonna do one.
Okay, one.
One.
I'm around. No, we have to guess, pain. One. So you need to do two. Hey. Okay. Okay.
Which one? Kwasa kwasa. King you. What's then?
Ngwazi.
Ngwazi. Ngwazi. Ma, I saw you doing this. Hey. So I got it. Yeah. Okay, do a second one.
Are we all guessing or is he guessing?
He must guess. He must guess alone.
I'm going to do an easy one. I don't know how to
do it. I'm going to do the ones you do. Do the ones you do on TikTok.
The ones you're doing yesterday. You're not.
I can dance now.
Just do it.
You can.
What is that?
No, that's the quarakuara.
Anyway, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you being here. And guys, please don't forget to comment, share, and subscribe, and like.
And man, we love you guys.
And see
Thank
you guys
you
on
so
the
much.
6th of
see
September.
See you on the 6th.
I mean, February.
Vitsies with the Bantu Weezies.